My mother and father met the day he tried to jump off the Sisto Bridge in Trastevere. It was a good place to jump. He was a fine swimmer, but once he hit the water, he'd be paralyzed, and the Tiber back then was already toxic and green. My mother always walked like it was raining, head down, shoulders hunched, especially when she was alone. But that day, she stopped on the bridge and saw a boy straddling the parapet wall. She came closer, laid her hand on his shoulder to pull him back. Maybe they scuffled. She persuaded him to calm down, breathe slowly. Then they took a walk through the city, got drunk, and wound up at a hotel with stiff sheets that stank of ammonia. Before dawn, my mother put her clothes on and left. She had to get back to her boarding school, and my father seemed so restless. She didn't even shake his shoulder to let him know she was going. The next day, she stepped outside the school with her girlfriends and saw him leaning against a car, his arms crossed. And right then, she knew she was doomed. I've always envied her mystical, woeful expression when she speaks of him at that moment. I've always been jealous of that apocalypse. That day in front of her school, my father wore tapered jeans, a blue shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and he was smoking a Marlboro Red. He smoked 2 packs a day. He'd come to pick her up in front of the State Institute on Via Nomentana, and that's when their life together began. "How did he manage to find me?" she'd say. When I was little and she told me this story, she transformed my father into a mysterious wizard who could capture us anytime, anywhere. And I hugged her tight and didn't answer, and wondered what it was like to be desired that way by a man. Then I grew up and started pointing out the obvious. There was only one school for people like you in Rome. It couldn't have been all that hard. She'd nod, then shake her head. He found her because he had to. Though their marriage ended, she never regretted pulling him off that bridge. He was deaf, like her. And their relationship held something closer, something deeper than love. My father and mother met the day he tried to save her from an assault in front of the Trastevere station. He'd stopped to buy cigarettes and was about to get back in his car when he noticed the sudden, erratic movements of two thieves. They were kicking a girl, trying to yank away her purse. After he threatened them and scared them off, he stopped to help my mother and persuaded her to go back home with him to wash up. He was still living with his parents. When they saw this girl, barely out of her teens, her dark skin, her hair wet from the shower, they thought she was an orphan. At age 20, my mother had a wide, bawdy smile, smoker's teeth, straight black hair to her shoulders. Not a good look on anyone. Sometimes she pulled her hair back with a tortoiseshell barrette. She lived at boarding school, but often stayed out at night. She studied sporadically. She took small jobs to supplement what her parents sent from America, but she rarely showed up to work on time. From the day he appeared, they started going out. They spoke the same language composed of gasps and words pronounced too loudly, but it was their behavior that drew looks on the street. They shoved past people as they walked, not turning to apologize, exuding difference. He had light brown hair, full lips, aristocratic features. She barely came to his shoulder and seemed to have stepped out of some guerrilla squad. Back then, my father would pop up out of nowhere, often when she'd be leaving to see her family in America or disappearing for a few days, or much later when they'd separated and he showed up at the departures terminal at the exact right moment, or else appeared behind a glass door or stepped off an elevator, or slammed the car door so she'd look up a moment. She recognized him from his slouched posture, the flicker of his cigarette. He'd find her like a wounded, bleeding hunter looking for his prey, when he has no other senses to rely on and must trust his own raging instincts. My father and mother divorced in 1990. They've seen each other only a few times since, but both will start their story off by saying they saved the other's life.